Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When you need information about social media, Scott Kleinberg is the man. He's a social media strategist who joins us from time to time. And lately, Scott, all we're talking about is the coronavirus. And I know you always have some do's and don'ts about what you should post and not post. And in the wake of what our situation is now, what's on your list?
Well, one of the most important things, and good morning, by the way, Bob, one of the most important things for me is how businesses try to fit in this sea of messaging right now that's going on. And for me, you know, and I think for all of us, we're all getting a lot of these different emails. We're getting a lot of these different Facebook posts and tweets. Basically, you know, my restaurant's open or my restaurant's offering carry out or the airline's doing this, you know, and it's more important now more than ever that businesses do these things to keep in communication with people. And, you know, the rules are changing as we go because this is such an unprecedented, you know, situation that we're in. But I think that that is the most, that staying grounded in that area is still one of the most important things we can do.
So you can't do too much, or can you? On social media.
You really can do too much. And that's the thing, you know, long before this, you know, this epidemic was going around and long before, you know, when social media was in its infancy, that's something that brands have always struggled with. Businesses have always struggled with, you know, am I supposed to be out there talking to people when I don't have anything to say? Because radio silence tends to, you know, make people upset in some cases because they're not hearing from people and they want to make sure everything's okay. And I think that's one of the things that businesses have to be really, really careful of. Twitter did this research way back when, and it basically said that, you know, just because a business can say something, it doesn't mean that they should say something. So that's something that I think people have to be very, very mindful of.
So what is the most important thing businesses should be doing right now?
Assuming they should be saying something, if your business is making a change related to coronavirus, a business needs to use social media to not only announce those changes, but to keep customers updated and to answer questions. And as with this is an important reminder for anything, as with any social media use, it's really bad practice to post something and not check in on the post. You have to show your customers that you're there and that you care. And there are many examples of this. And lately, like I mentioned, restaurants and airlines really come to mind immediately. So all those emails you're getting from all those places talking about policies in light of what's going on, that's really good because businesses are aware of where their customers are. And that's another thing, you know, if your customers are on Twitter, talk to them on Twitter. If your customers are on Instagram, talk to them on Instagram. It's just knowing what your audience is, which is always a common theme.
And, you know, one of the things I've been thinking about, and we're all wondering whether this store or that store has what we're looking for. And so we tend to call because that still seems like a better way to get the information than a website, right? Because sometimes those websites aren't updated as they should be.
That's a really good point. That's very, very true. But the problem even there, I mean, even if you talk about using a phone or using social media, is that things change so rapidly. You know, you have no way of knowing if you make that call and they say, oh, we have this stuff. You know, it doesn't mean by the time you get there that they're going to have it.
Right.
And the same thing is happening online. The same thing, honestly, on social media. However, I would say that in that case, social media is definitely the winner because if I have the ability as a business to say, I just got a shipment in of this. I just got a shipment in of milk if you need milk. You know, someone who is actually out and about using their phone checking could find that information out. That's probably going to be the fastest way.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. To tweet that out, would that be the best way?
It would be the best way, but it really, I think, depends on the business. I think businesses want to be really, really careful about overwhelming people with information. But general things, you know, it may make more sense. Let's put it this way. There are a lot of stores right now that are opening early so senior citizens or people who really need help can actually shop. And I think that that's a very important message to share, maybe more so than, hey, we have toilet paper, which, of course, is helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, and you actually, you really do risk, someone rushing in to grab that kind of stuff because they're talking about it. It doesn't mean that you can't. I think you have to find the balance between what messages are most important. And at the same time, you don't want to overwhelm people's feeds. You don't want to be the business that's putting out 40, 50, 60 tweets just because you can. I think you have to watch that balance.
Do the numbers indicate that we're looking for a lot of other things as well?
The numbers really do indicate that. It's not just the numbers. It's anecdotal, too. If you look at, going back to numbers first, if you look at Twitter trends from yesterday, people, I think, were really, really happy, and I know this depends on your definition of happy, that Tom Brady was leaving the Patriots because, my goodness, people really need something to take their mind off of and put it on something else. Mm-hmm. So people are looking for that stuff. But, it's also important to remember that brands have to be careful. We've talked about this, many times. They have to be careful what they're posting. A brand and a business can't be everything and can't be everyone. So sometimes it's really, really difficult to find, to find that balance. But one of the best examples right now, the penguins that are being posted by Shedd Aquarium, I can't think of a better way for a brand to actually talk to its customers and provide that sense of relief that people are looking for.
Yeah, we need the relief. There's no question about that. And also, a lot of people need help because they're working at home. What are the social networks doing in regard to that?
Well, I think that's really good. It's still in progress, but LinkedIn right now is doing something really smart. In the next few days, they have these things called learning courses, and they're all kinds of things from how to use virtual tools and how to work from home and things like that. These things are usually only available to people who use the premium LinkedIn offerings, things that can cost hundreds of dollars. So they're making 16 LinkedIn courses available for free. So things like how to stay productive, how to build relationships when you're remote, how to use virtual meeting tools like Skype and Zoom and other video types of tools. Facebook just launched a new business resource hub. So they're providing support for businesses that are affected, tips for resources to help brands navigate and maintain the impact of their operations. All these people working from home at the same time, this is a brand new thing, and companies really don't know how to do it. Companies have basically said, okay, well, it's fine if you work from home 2 or 3 days a week, but no one's ever planned for something like this. So it's good that they're doing these things, and I think we're going to see more of that as time goes on.
And depending on the company you have, cable and wireless folks are trying to help out too, aren't they?
Yeah, this makes me happy to see. There's a lot of fine print that goes in your internet service that you have, whether at home or whether on your cell phone. This is mostly right now at home, but there are things called data caps where if you download or you stream too much and you use too much data, they'll actually slow down your internet. And this is in the fine print. So they're not going to come to you and say when your internet is being slowed down, it just is. So a lot of these companies, like you said, it depends on the company. They're removing these data caps and they're removing these impediments that would normally cause people to have slower service. So that's a really, really important thing. And there are actually stories out and studies out this morning that networks are being completely overwhelmed by all of these people who are working from home. There was just no plan in place for something like that. Mm. So this is a really good starting point.
Good stuff, as always, from Scott Kleinberg. Always online. Talk to you next week, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Take care.